February 13, 2014 is the lot for Pedro Show.
Hope my attitude won't bother you, but the day was long and my mood is blue. I couldn't think where else to go. I just dropped by to say hello. Nothing special that I want to say. I just came to pass the time of day. I've told my heart it mustn't show. I just dropped by to say hello. I've forgotten just how sweet our love was, except now and then. Memories fall just like the rain, and I remember when. Well, don't let me bore you anymore. I'm not quite as lonely as I was before. I didn't want a thing, you know. I just dropped by to say hello. As lonely as I was before, I didn't want a thing, you know. I just dropped by to say.
Making believe that you still love me.
Started off with, hey, brother man.
Hey, excellent.
See you again. Last time for another 2 months, huh?
Yeah.
I sally forth with my Missing Man Tuesday.
Big trip.
So I'll do some shows over there, but I'll be missing doing them with you here in Peter.
Yeah, we had a good run. Run the past month. We've been having a good
That's
run.
That's right.
I've missed it before that.
It was last week, Adam Bob.
Yeah.
And this week, yeah, we have the Hayden trip.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome.
Oh, cool to have you.
Are you on the leash? Welcome aboard. We started the show off with John Coltrane, the only time we recorded with the singer, huh? Johnny Hartman. I just dropped by to say hello. Some ballads. And then Making Believe by the Hayden Triplets. Who wrote that song?
Why are you texting us?
People, I think just this week, the Hayden Triplet album came out, right? Or last week.
February 4th, I think.
And now it's 13, so 9 days ago.
Yeah.
You guys have been on, the tour a little bit.
A little mini tour. Chicago, New York.
New York, no big deal.
The tiny towns.
Yeah.
That have the great weather right now, especially. Can you believe our weather and their weather?
Man.
I know. That's why it was so nice.
Well, you live
in
Pedro, man. I don't know. Anyway, your album's beautiful, I love. Mr. Ry Cooter.
Yeah.
Got it together with you.
Yes.
How'd that happen? Because I know you wanted to make a Hayden Triplet album for a little while now. Actually, it was before the Rye thing?
Well, we always talked about it, but never followed through.
Yeah, right,
it would be good one day to do a record. And finally, we performed at this tribute concert at KPFK tribute concert, and we were asked to sing some songs, and Joaquim, Rye's son, played drums with us.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, my dad would really like to, you know, he would love to play with you guys. And he came to our rehearsal. And
so I don't think he was even planning on playing. He just was going to come see us. He wanted to come see the show, and he told him we were singing Voice from On High.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, well, I gotta come see that.
And so you impressed him with the performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he got up and played.
Humbly speak.
Yeah, we impressed him. Yeah. We impressed him all right.
Oh, Joaquin, where was the connect before that?
I've worked with him a few times, you know, for over the years. And
Woody?
Yeah, with my friend Woody.
Because I've seen... Okay, so these tunes, who took, when it came, he's the producer, right? But did he pick the tunes, or was it...
We all had kind of a little bit of a say. I mean, I work at Atomic Records in Burbank, and so the guys I work with play Leuven Brothers records, and every now and then I'd hear, I like that song. I got to write down what that is, and then I took it to Ryan. He said, oh, that's great, and let's do that one. And so I think it was Memories of Mother and Dad that I heard.
That's what we're going to hear now.
Yeah, that's what I heard at work, and I thought, man, that I love it. The harmonies are just eerie and weird, and I want to do that with the girls. So
okay. So
I wrote that down, and then we did it.
And then Rye
So like everybody brought choices.
Yeah. Rye would bring
a song. Is there too many?
We have some that
we didn't.
Some of them got extra stuff.
Yeah, we've got extra stuff.
Yeah, some of them didn't make.
You gotta make a 7-inch for Record Store Day. Let's listen to Memories of Mom and Dad.
Yep.
Took sick and had to sound of the water echo nowhere. The moon is so bad to steal my tears of flower blue. In the empty pool, I was.
Our show, you just heard the song that I picked.
No, that I picked. I picked it.
you picked Slowly I'm Falling.
Oh, no. I thought you played Mother, Memories of Mother and Death.
Wait, before you accuse me.
I thought you said you were going to play that one.
I did, but we go backwards.
Oh.
Just hers. You're never supposed to correct guests, so I'm fine. Now she's on the leash. We're boring as hell, huh?
No. Oh, is that what this is
okay,
called?
Okay, we heard Slowly I'm Falling by Haven. This was a Mike Cooter choice, producer man.
By Webb Pierce.
Before that, Apisani 19, I think it means episode, Cerebral Creation. Milovja Mitya Markovic Jazz Band, Stanislav Floden, from early 70s. Chibo Mano has a new album. Yeah. Heard Empty Pool. They're going to be coming to tour. Do you want to bum rush their gig there?
I saw that. I saw that. I like the artwork.
Did you hear about the lady getting kicked out as Pixies for stage diving? What's her name?
Kim Shattuck.
Right. The Pandora.
Yeah. Because she's stage diving? I didn't know that.
A Caddish by Clara Rockmore. I got this from Hank Rollins. Theremin. He sent me all this music from some...
Happy birthday, Hank.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's his website too, right?
Publishing company. 213-61.
No, Hank was on the show about a month ago, and he gave me all this Righteous Theremin music. He gave me a documentary on the man, and then there was these virtuoso ladies, and one of them was Clara Rockmore. And we started off with your pick, Memories of Mom and Dad by Hayden Trippins. So. Let's talk about your dad.
Well, we made a record with him way
That's
before
where I was
this.
Mixed up. It was the Hayden family. It wasn't just the Hayden triplets.
Right.
And he's got a tradition going back to playing in his family.
Mm-hmm,
as Cowboy Charlie Hayden.
Cowboy
right?
Yodeling
Yodeling
Charlie.
Cowboy Charlie.
Yeah, I get it all in it. From like Missouri.
Yeah. Shenandoah, Iowa.
Oh, it's in Iowa?
Oh, well, actually, no, I'm done.
I thought it was...
It started in Iowa, then okay. They moved to Springfield.
Springfield, that's the town.
Does he still
Which is like the foot of the Ozarks, believe it or not.
Does he bust out a yodel now and then still?
He does. Yeah, a little bit.
And so in a way, these records are different because part of the family's missing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta get this record and play it on my show.
The
Hayden Family. Yeah.
Are you talking about Rambling Boys?
It's called Rambling Boys.
Rambling Boys.
Yeah.
And we do a couple of songs.
Is that a song?
Is Rambling Boy the name of the song? God, that's
a... Or was he the Rambling Boy?
Maybe he's the Rambling Boy. Maybe there's a song called...
Your brother, these guys got a brother named Josh, and he's the Rambling Boy.
But there are a lot of different musicians on
he rambled record. Off to Spain, right?
I think
I
Rambling...
I remember. Rambling... You know, you told me about this album. I remember when it was coming together.
Yeah, I think Rambling Boy is a song.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
And, but he doesn't appear on the triplet album. Who's the bass?
Renee.
Rachel's bass player.
Yeah,
but. You know who I play? I saw, speaking of bass players, and Ty Rundgren's Utopia.
Yeah.
Was Kasim.
Oh,
Cult.
Yeah.
He was playing with the Blue Oyster Cult, and they had me come.
Wow.
Great bass
player. Good old Kasim.
Kasim, yeah, incredible. But so who did the bass on this?
Rene Camacho of Rise Front. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, he is. What? Well, the connect was Rye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, he can call people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like his... People you can't see, but I'm dialing. Now, who came and picked this Billy B? This is a little...
Oh, that's what I wanted to know. If you had that... that Negative Land compilation that the residents put out. Remember that? It was like folk songs of... A collection of old folk songs that Ralph Records put out. Do you remember that?
The record was called Potatoes.
Yeah, Potatoes. And Josh used to play that record when we were like teenagers.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of these songs was called the Billy B song, and it was this old lady going, "Who are you buzzing around now?" You know, and I was like obsessed with it. But it said the writer was anonymous. You don't know who wrote it.
Traditional.
Yeah.
It sounds like an old lady in the bathroom singing it, and. We always listen.
And I
to
wanted
it.
To know if you had that, so we can.
Damn.
I know.
No, I don't have it.
Oh man.
But Robbie could find it. Maybe it's on the YouTube.
It is
Somebody
on YouTube.
Somebody told me that the YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
It's the biggest go-to now place for music.
Yeah.
Oh,
I found it on YouTube. I did find it on YouTube.
Somebody told me. Okay, so let's listen to Billy B.
Who you buzzin' round now, Billy B, Billy B? Who you buzzin' round now? Who you buzzin' round now, Billy B? Why you buzzin' round her, not me? Could it be your honey, Billy? Ain't good enough for nothing, me, Billy, honey bee. Could it be you got enough for a lot of queen bees, Billy, honey, Billy B? Why you telling me, Billy, that you wanna be with me, Billy? Are you lying to me? Why you say you're gonna pollinate my flower, Billy? Say you're gonna make a hive with me. Then I hear you buzzing round with another yellow jacket bee. Bee wasn't me, Billy made a pick of bee. Bee wasn't me, Billy. Bee, bee wasn't me. Now I gotta tell you that this little baby bee, she ain't crying in a honey tea, cause she knows she's got another boy bee, that's a hornet, got a real stinger he. Oh, I promise that I'll never think of you, bee, Billy, promise not to think of me, cause it's with you, Billy, that I'll never be, Billy, I don't wanna be with Billy Bee.
Walk the Fever Show. Yep, we started with Billy B, the Hayden Triplets. Then, oh yeah, you know about a painter, man, not 400, 500 years ago named Hieronymus Bosch.
Yeah.
Okay, he's known for these paintings, right? There's one at the Prado in Madrid called Garden of Earthly Delights. Actually, I use this guy for my third opera big time. But there's, they usually read left to right, huh? It starts with some Garden of Eden thing, then in the middle one's the triptychs, huh? The three things, paintings. And the middle one usually is now, and then the right starboard one is like where we're going, which is usually hell. And in the hell part, in the Garden of Earthly Delights, all the punishment is music stuff.
Hmm.
And there's music notes on somebody's ass, like there's they're reading the score off someone's ass when it was written on there. I mean, there's people shitting monies and you know, puking. It's a weird thing. But anyway, somebody just transcribed the music on this ass.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's what we heard.
Oh, man.
Now, they didn't have the same system we did exactly, because I think Mr. Bosch is the guy who kind of codified. He found the third, too. So a lot of this stuff, you know, that's why they call it the Dark Ages. It all got forgotten and lost. So I had to come back and these chants, right? First they did octaves and then fifths. And the third was ambiguous for a while. Anyway, some college girl found, well, everybody can find this, right? Like I saw at the Sully Seaman Prado four times. But she actually went and transcribed it, and it is an eerie melody. They didn't really have a way of holding time yet. So it's just the pitches. So they're all even. And after that, we heard Talia Zedek with Fell So Hard. You know Talia?
Oh, yeah.
There's a band called Come and Uzi. She's Live Skull. She's on her own now. She's got a new record. It's coming on Thrill Jockey. Then it's a Chicago label. Where you guys were. Then Saito Koji with Magic. And finally, Lonesome Night by Hayden Triplets. Who picked Lonesome Night?
I don't remember. Rye probably picked that. I don't remember if I picked anything,
you
actually.
Really?
You
just sang.
Yeah.
But you also played some.
Right? Yeah, yeah. I played some violin.
And
Tanya played some cello.
What about a mandolin?
No, I didn't play mandolin.
There is mandolin, but Ricky Skaggs is playing that.
Wow.
Well,
he comes from a family of a...
Lonesome Night is a Stanley Brothers.
Oh wow! What is Rachel? But Ricky you only sang.
I sang. I played. I played a
piano.
Yeah, on not piano. What's it called? A
pipe organ.
Yeah. Yes. Really? On one song, and I can't remember which one that was, but.
That's okay. I'm not testing.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rye comes sees your gig and he wants to put this record, do a record with you, and then the songs. You guys get a list of songs. Did you learn all the things on the list? And then he said, yeah, this one sounds better, this one.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Was that the process?
Yeah.
Because I'm interested how you went at it. Was it all coming out of his head, or did you guys have any idea? You said you've always wanted a record of the girls.
Yeah. We started playing cause some Carter Family songs like years ago. We sang Single Girl, Merry Girl, and...
which is on the record.
Yeah, and what's the song that you sing?
Oh, Tramp on the Street.
Tramp on the Street.
But that's on the Rambling Boy.
Which is on Rambling Boy.
That's with the family.
Yeah, with the Hayden family.
I gotta get this right.
So Rye would email us and say, you know, listen to this, but a YouTube of you know, Lonesome Night and different, you know, songs and ideas that he wanted us to hear. So there are some that I liked more than others, and all these that, you know, all the songs that he suggested I loved, and we ended up doing.
Did he want, like, straight interpretations, or do you want you guys getting creative, like making them your own?
They're pretty straight interpretations, but there are some things that go just naturally we
you
did differently.
Because made it more yours.
We would listen to the song maybe once, and then we would all sit down and start singing it, and then we would just do that. So
the
timing's a little different on some of
the
them
phrasing.
The originals. So but we weren't trying to reinterpret them, really. Yeah. We were just trying to play them.
So much twist. Did you ever have to change keys?
Yeah. Yeah. They're all singing by men, most of them, so we would have to go up.
So they're too low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, adding a third harmony was hard sometimes.
Most of them are in two-part harmony, yeah, so we would add the top or add a bottom. Yeah. Middle or in between. Or
that could change things big time.
Yeah, yeah.
Character, right?
Yeah, a lot of the songs on the record.
So in that way you made it your own.
Yeah.
Just by using your voices.
Yeah.
Well, did he construct the music track and then you sang?
God, we...
Or did he put together a bare-bone track and then add stuff after you sang? I'm curious.
When we recorded...
Yeah, yeah.
We recorded it all live at my house.
Okay, so the band's playing with you.
Yeah.
And we had one microphone.
You know what? I heard you guys on KPFK. I think one of you said it was one mic.
Yeah.
So like the lead would have to get a little closer.
Yeah, that.
The old days.
Yeah.
I've read about these Nat King Cole recordings where when the trumpet solo comes, he's got to move closer.
Yeah,
they
didn't
have mixing. You had to go for it.
Yeah. I'm not used to doing that. So some of the songs, you know, if I have a solo thing, you know, I get self-conscious. Like, if we're all standing so close.
Too close for comfort.
Close together, you know, and I'd be like, you know, just like, you know.
We tried three mics. The last shows we did because we were just, you know, we were together for a long time, and you know, the womb, and something happens when we get really close together. We start driving each other crazy, and we're like, Rachel will push Petra, and Petra sings louder, and then I'll tell her to back off, and it's kind of hard to share a mic.
So in the house, in recording, you can deal with it, but at gigs, no.
Somehow we did it.
I couldn't handle it with the one microphone recording, I have to say. That was hard for me.
And what was this, like an aesthetic decision by Rye? Like
old school, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, like those stand-up basses. They're like giant violins for me without a chin part. They're frail. I tried it. I did it 45 with it. Man, is it tough. So sometimes we got to give in to the authentic, that old school.
Yeah.
I think it's okay. Especially the way the results came out righteous. So it's not recorded completely with one. When you just tried it on a couple songs?
If not recorded, what?
With just one mic.
On the record, it's all one
mic.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, we did, there's some overdubs that I did. A couple.
It's when you took it to the live thing that you changed.
Yeah.
But you found it tough in the studio.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
And live, that's why. Rye emailed us and said, okay, what do you think? Let's go back to the three microphones. That way you each have your, you know, you could control.
Yeah, he was set on one mic. And when we went to play at the Troubadour, the sound guy said, so should I get three mics? Rye just cut him off. No, one mic, that's how they do it. Okay. And then after that show, he said, no more one mic, we're getting three mics. I was like, we got to go to the Guitar Center and get the three of these running around town looking for three mics.
But they didn't have Met the Troupe?
No, well, actually, one of the bands
had... Are they special fancy?
No, they're... What do you call those? The ones we ended up getting, they're...
Just the microphone?
They're really good.
Remember that one from... Hey, ladies... I'll be back to pick you up later. You remember this thing? You could come over to somebody's fucking radio. You could bum rush their radio.
Oh.
Come over.
Hey.
It's called Mr. Microphone. Anyway, we're at the end of the first hour. We're off for Peter's show, February 13th, 2014. Hold tight. The Hayden Triplets, hour two. February 13th, 2014. Second hour.
What?
The Peter's show.
Just a little farm lad, so busy at play in his little playhouse down by the gate. He stopped to watch a truck that was parking next door at the home.
through a black hole across the Milky Way.
Thank you. said it's sunny and dry, not a cloud in the sky. So tell me, why should it be raining? There are lovers out back, already getting on track. But I hear thunder crack when it's raining.
Pedro Show. Start the second hour off with Hayden Triplets doing Tiny Broken Heart, which I have learned was a Rykooter pick. Who wrote it?
Leuven Brothers.
Again.
So, Leuven Brothers.
And you didn't pick it.
I think I picked this one.
You didn't hear that?
Tiny Broken
the
Heart?
Store.
Yeah. I heard it at the record store. Yeah.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Because I was on this Leuven Brothers kick. I was listening to so much Leuven Brothers.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, good thing you didn't OD. And you lived to tell the tale.
Yep.
After that, we heard Synthesize Me by the Space Lady. You know about this lady in San Francisco?
No.
I have heard of the Space Lady.
Voice from On High. You can find her on the YouTube since you guys are into that's your main research tool. Voice from On High by the Hayden Triplets. Who picked that one out? We knew that.
We did that on Rambling.
Oh, so they share. That would be interesting to play both those versions.
Yeah. Because they're recorded completely different.
That's a traditional one, right?
That
song goes way back.
Yeah.
Here's to John Wesley Harden by Moondog. You know about this guy?
Yeah.
Moondog, he lived in New York on the street. Kind of a homeless man, but was an incredible composer. Mm-hmm. And now they're getting his music. And that was his artistic stage name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was born Moondog. Also, some kind of Viking. He had a nickname. He had a nickname to the stage name. But he made incredible music, usually in 5/4.
Mm.
Isn't that easy to play?
Oh, God.
What do you think of that? You ever get challenges like that? Please play in 7. Please play in 11. Fuck.
That's hard.
It is. If you don't do it, 9. A lot of that Balkan music's in 7. It's like Oompa.
Yeah.
It's 7. I use a device, Taco Taco Burrito. Taco Taco Burrito. Taco Taco Burrito. That's how I get the 7. But it's because it's still an Oompa. It is tough. Mm. It's like Turk mixed with Austria. Okay. Then we heard My Missing Link by Melt Banana. Remember Melt Banana? Where you played. I can't believe that. Oh, but you wanted the Neumann mics, the good mics. Yeah, Troubadour doesn't have Neumanns. Then we had Bucky Pope and Easy Company doing Clutching at Clouds. You know Bucky Pope? He lives in Madison. He had a band called Char Babies, old SST days.
I remember Char Babies.
That kind of funky trio.
Mm-hmm.
Treacherous Jaywalk kind of was like Char Babies. I don't know about the name, but actually, the legend of the Char Babies, a great, epic teacher, comes from Africa and stuff. Not the songs of the South. What was it? Uncle Remus. Remember Disney had that corny press? But the story actually did. It's about, Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox have this war, right? So Brer Fox is going to get Brer Rabbit. He makes a little baby out of tar and vinegar. And when Brer Rabbit sees him, hey, how you doing? Of course, the thing can't talk, right? So he thinks he's being rude. So he starts socking him. Now it's tar. So the more he struggles, the more he gets caught up in it, wherever the fox is about to get him. But there's a briar patch, and so for some reason rabbits can hang with the thorns. That fur they got. So even though he fucked up, he was,
wow.
There's all these kinds of things, and they were, you know, to help teach kids. So the moral of the tar baby is that sometimes you get in it with somebody, it's better to... Because, like quicksand, right? The more you struggle, the more you go down. And finally, Hayden Triplets with Rain. Yeah.
That, Rye picked that out. It's a Nick Lowe song.
The bass man, Nick Lowe.
Mm-hmm. And he, that's the only non-old, it's a different genre of music.
Yeah, he was like with Elvis Costello. He's from England. I think he lives in Nashville, though. But he was from England.
He's
with all those guys. What was he called? Stiff?
Rockpile.
Yeah, Rockpile was a Reckless Eric. It was kind of wave.
Yeah, but we'd never
they
heard
called
the
it
song.
Punk, but it was kind of wave.
The song.
You never heard it. Yeah, he was known for being a good songwriter, but I think he was a bass man. And he was also a songwriter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote this song, Too Many Hitlers.
I've never heard that one either.
Fucking what is too many? Or is it Too Little Hitlers? No, it's Too Little Hitlers. Elvis Costello covered it, I think. We're going way back.
Yeah.
Nobody know about this shit. I can't. Anyway, so he said, check this out on YouTube.
He said, look at this, listen to this song, and we all loved it, and it's such a pretty song.
Everyone loves it. Everyone's talking about it.
I got to sing it.
Oh, wow.
Because I sing the quietest, and I'm the most nervous singer, and so Rye's, Tanya's going to sing this song.
Oh, wow.
And now they're jealous. They didn't get to sing it. Unless there's some perks about being shy.
Oh, you should talk about that then. Like, who got to sing the lead on what song? Was that a Rye thing?
Well, listen, okay, it was my idea that we each have a lead on the song, on the record. And then I ended up not, my choice that I wanted to do got axed. I wanted to do...
You never got, did you get a lead on
it? No, I didn't.
But Billy B's kind of your song.
No. I didn't get to sing full, like, you know.
I'm going to give you Billy B.
No Ima Sumac?
Yeah, no Ima Sumac for me.
You should have, next time you cover one of Ima Sumac's songs.
Okay.
You know about this lady?
No.
Y-M-A-S-U-M-A-C. I got to see her 3 or 4 times with Raymond. She was incredible, like.
I want
5-octave range. One of the gigs, they were at the Roosevelt. She blew out the PA.
Really?
Wow.
In her 70s.
That's cool.
Well, there's the song I wanted to do was Karen Dalton, Same Old Man. Have you ever heard that song?
Wow.
So beautiful. And I wanted to do it, and I didn't get to do it. But then, so now Petra got her song, Tanya got her song, but no, Rachel didn't get her song.
Okay, this isn't the place to argue. I wish we had a recording of So Sad. So we did a Everly Brothers song, the Troubadour.
So Sad, we lost one, Phil, right?
Yeah, there was a tribute for them, we sang So Sad.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What, like a gig?
Yeah.
Damn. You guys played with Bonnie Raitt or something?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's cool. So nice.
She's great.
She was really nice.
Yeah, touching her at BFFs.
I told her I was nervous. I said, Bonnie, I'm nervous. And she said, no, I was so nervous before I went on, too. And I was like, you were? And she said, oh, yeah.
She seems like an ass kid.
Oh, my
God. You can't tell she's nervous. She's so good. That was a fun night.
Oh. Yeah. And so everybody did Everly Brothers. So
yeah.
Those cats. I heard they didn't get along, though.
No, and we hear that they towards the end they whenever they played a show they would only play venues that had two entrances so they wouldn't have to see each other until they were on stage
because they did end up doing gigs again but for a long time they didn't even do gigs but when they did do them it was two entrances
and if it didn't have two doors they wouldn't play.
Wow,
I didn't know that.
Right, so Rye has good
that
stories.
That means Redwood. Bar and Grill is out.
Rye should have been here doing the.
I know. A lot to say. He's got really good stories.
Yeah, Everly Brothers stories?
Everybody. Every
Oh, I know.
Songwriter.
Steve Hodges told me one in Australia. He's playing with Maybe Staples, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
She had like a fusion band.
Yeah.
Young guys doing them. And they didn't show up at a gig. And so Hodge is playing with these guys in this trio that's kind of bluesy and stuff. And there's this guy with sunglasses and paper bag and stuff. They thought it was this homeless dude. It was Rye. And he ends up doing the album. Yes. Incredible. You know, and he was in Beefheart's band. As
yeah.
Or maybe just out of teenage. And he quit them. Like, the guy got scared to go on some festival gig. It's the same professional.
I hope Rye's listening. I told him to listen, so he,
yeah,
he should
be archived. It'll be up forever. So.
Okay.
This is forever.
This is what I heard, that he quit. And he says, man, I'm not going to be in a band with a guy who doesn't do, you know, big gig, get scared or whatever. But he's an incredible musician. I got to do I was mixing a record in that Ocean studio on Sunset, mm-hmm. and he was making one. Mm. That dude.
Paris, Texas is my favorite soundtrack in the world.
Yeah, he's amazing, man. Amazing musician. But Matt, it's time for my co-conspirator here to do his spin cycle.
Cool.
What's going to happen?
He's going to play his
tunes. Should we put seatbelts on?
Con castellano, Hanna de Kit, en mi Sánchez González. Drama de la Rue, la clienta. Y hay aún más.
Exactly like right now. Only much, much better.
Saw this guy on the train, and he seemed to have gotten stuck in one of those abstract chances. And he was going. And Fred said, I think he's in some kind of pain. I think it's a pain crack. And I said, pain crack. Then language. And I was saying, I wanted you, and I was looking for you, but I couldn't find you, I couldn't find you. And he said, hey, you talking to me? Are you just practicing for one of those performances of yours? Hot language, it's a virus. Tell the judge that it was you. And I had to sell the car and go to Florida because that's just my way of saying
that I love you.
I had to call you at the crack of dawn and list the times that I've been wrong. That's just my way of saying that I'm sorry.
It's a job. It's a virus.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brother Matt. What was behind
Blue
the inspiration, impetus, drive?
Well, it started off with a little ayahuasca session there. Because we went to something last night and I had some fresh tunes.
Wow.
And then...
You know about this stuff in Peru? You puke, right?
Yeah.
It makes you puke.
And it cleanses you. And it comes from Latin America, like Amazon territory.
Yeah, it's like an original jungle medicine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then had some Raikouter. Had to get some Raikouter in there. Had a couple things. And just whatever else seemed appropriate at that moment.
Thank you much.
That's what happened.
We're at the end of the second hour, February 13, 2014, Dish Wap Peter Show with Hayden Trippets. Type for hour three. February 13, 2014, it's the third hour, Wap for Pedro Show.
Okay. Here it comes.
Woke up
Our show started off the third hour with the song Rachel picked for the Hayden Triplett album, My Baby's Gone.
I don't know. Wait, did I pick that one?
Oh, you're not sure now. Okay.
Ryan brought
going right along. 10CE by Sigourney. Ramsdalen by Polka Bjorn and Kleine Heine. The Hayden Triplets with Oh Take Me Back.
That was on Rambling Boy, too.
So actually, two of them.
Yeah.
The Carter family.
Pollinated. Yeah, Carter family. And then the X from How Thick You Think. The X, Dutch band. Around a long time. Detonation by Thirst. Thirst and More.
Oh, yeah.
And then Single Girl, Married Girl, the Hayden Triplets. Who picked that, baby?
Well, that's an old one that we sang when we were kids.
Right.
So
it's from the vaults. Yeah. He's already picked it. It's in your DNA.
Yeah, our dad played that for us when we were kids.
Probably heard it as little, very little ones. The Plan? Play this for people? right? Do gigs?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In fact, you got one in K-Town coming up, right?
Yeah. At the Bootleg.
Yeah, the Bootleg. The 8th. February 28th.
Feb 28th, people. Which is 15 days, 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. We better start practicing.
I know.
Is that the next gig?
Well, there's Conan. But that's
we're playing Conan.
On the TV.
Yeah.
But that ain't a whole gig. That's...
It's one song. I don't know.
It's no big deal.
Which one are you picking?
I think Single Girl.
Oh, shit. I was with you. Barry hadn't come over.
Oh, yeah.
With some weird version of, what's his name? Schmielsen?
Yeah. We did Lime and the Coconut.
Frosty the Snowman.
It was his Christmas song. It was a staff CD.
You know what the trippy thing about that song is?
What?
I told you when we did it.
Frosty the Snowman?
No, not
what
that.
Was
the song, the Schmielsen, Nielsen. I think the album was called Nielsen Schmielsen. Yeah, right. He didn't really do gigs, right? He was just recording it.
Yeah, but what was trippy about it?
But he wrote it's one fucking chord.
Oh, yeah, the whole way through.
One chord.
Yeah.
C7.
But there are a lot of songs that just have one note the whole way through.
I mean, usually there's not a lot of one chord songs that make it as AM radio hits.
Yeah, that's true.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Maybe American Woman.
Yeah, awesome.
That's one chord, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a riff.
American Woman!
Yeah, right. And no backbeats either. It's a trippy...
Also, that's talking...
It's like Native American kind of beat. It's not a rock and roll backbeat song.
That Talking Head song, Once in a Lifetime, that...
Maybe that's one... No, there's a chorus, though.
There's a chorus.
But still, the bass is the same throughout the chorus. If you hear the chorus...
It even stays in there.
Hey, yeah, My Bloody Valentine has a couple songs that are just one chord.
One chord.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not really AM radio hits. I mean, that line in the coconut was huge. I never realized it until I got a little more conscious of it.
I gave him the triplet CD to give to Conan. I don't know if he ever...
He's tall, huh?
Yeah.
He's much taller than you think. He's like a basketball player.
Yeah, he's tall, man. but that's good. When does that happen? Was it supposed to
be? 27.
The day before the bootleg?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Have you picked a song?
A Single Girl.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want to play that one.
Well, we've asked Conan to pick it.
Well,
he'll be like, he's gonna.
What are you talking about? Everyone, we all want to do raining. I bumped into him in New York. You know, walking with my friend, and we were. He introduced me to Conan, and he was like, "You should wipe. You got a little food on your shirt." It was really embarrassing.
Yeah, classy guy, a little charmer.
Yeah. I was like, "That's so good to see you."
Yeah, he got some nose boulders in there too, and earwax. You know, just break out his own little. Maybe he has his own little portable spoon to like scoop your earwax. What about this one? I stopped dreaming. That's what we're gonna hear next.
Sounds like a ballad.
I didn't pick it.
Rye probably picked it.
It's probably one of the many songs he would just email us in the middle of the night. Listen to this. Listen to this one.
So he picked him, but it sounds like he presented him, and then he asked for your approval.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when I hear listen to this, it's not... You will do this.
No, not at all.
No different.
No. He's like, you gotta listen
this
to this.
This is what happened.
This is what we're doing tomorrow.
You make this happen.
Learn it, live it, know it.
Okay. Yeah, learn it, live it, know it.
Be it.
Be it. Okay, we're gonna listen here.
Feel it.
When I stop dreaming. Probably when I stop dreaming, I wake up.
Dreaming, that's when I'll stop loving you. Dreaming, that's when I stop loving. shall nevermore place a kiss upon thy brow, but lie cold and still in death. Will you love me then as now? Will you miss me? Oh, will you miss me? Will you miss me?
Peter Show, our last block of music, a block with a C, Justice Department. Yeah, we started with When I Stopped Dreaming by the Hayden Triplets. Very sad tune. Do you have had sad looks on your face when you sing this to people?
No, oh no. Rachel cries sometimes.
My first two operas were like that, where I couldn't play it anymore. I felt them so much. It was just like, fuck. The third one's okay. But the other two, man, too much after a while. Then we heard this other theremin lady that Hank gave me music for. Her name was Lydia Kavina. And Whims on the Wind. I mean, these are like theremin virtuosos. They're incredible. That is it. If you know how to work that machine, man, it's something else. Yeah.
I've played it before. I could play on
yeah?
Star Trek.
Is it tough? Like one hand's the volume, right? One
yeah.
hand's the pitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like this.
Yeah, microtone for sure. Then we heard, Anna Banana's got a new band called Dead. What a name for a band. Would you call your band Dead Broad? And Dirty Looks, Dirty Thoughts. Set It Right by Automatic Sam, Lantern by The Extract. Finally, Will You Miss Me When I'm Gone? But there's no question mark. I should have had a question mark. Or is it a statement? You will miss me when I'm gone.
That song,
I can hear Ry Cooder's voice.
Yeah. That song, we actually changed the key. When we play it live now, we moved it up a whole step, I think, because the key that it's on, it's just a little too low. Like, you know, it's, the range is a little bit, strange. I don't know. It's easier to sing a key.
What's your favorite thing about that whole album? All three of you. You first, Ben.
Oh, just singing together, having this opportunity to sing together and play, perform, yeah. And just the feeling of singing together and how we just lock in so well. Yeah.
Have your own mic.
Yeah.
Rachel.
Getting our own mic.
I'm just happy we finally did it.
Because it's been planned
it's
so
been,
long.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I think even when we were like, kids, we were like, when are you guys gonna make a record? And you know, and now we finally did it. That's my favorite.
You made
part.
Good on your word.
Yeah.
Tanya.
The favorite thing about making the record.
About that.
About the well, I think it's the family aspect of it, and we always felt like we struggle too much, and we fight too much, and we have too many things going on, and then. You read about the families who made this music, and and it's like we're like the Brady Bunch compared to them. Like we feel like it's pretty rough, but they were rough living families who went through a lot of struggle, and the times were completely different. But it's nice to relate to the songs
you're still
in that
tradition.
Way.
The idea of the family making
and
the band.
Yeah, that dynamic.
Yeah. And finally, advice to young people who want to get into expression, not even music, maybe painting or poems or writing. What's your advice?
Don't drink and drug.
Okay.
Stick to your craft. It's a waste of time. That was our Jewish grandmother's voice.
My advice would be to... just keep practicing. One thing when I was a kid, I hated practicing. I would get pain, you know, from practicing the violin.
Yeah. It's worth it.
It's worth it, you know, because I think I would, I'd be able to do, if I stuck to learning, staying in school and reading, learning how to read music and playing in orchestras for years, I'd probably be getting a lot of, more work. But I don't know. Just keep practicing. Just keep with your practicing. Don't
shirk.
Huh?
Shirk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shirk means.
Yeah. Don't be afraid. Don't clam up.
No, but shirk means like, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Rachel.
I would just say just believe in yourself. Just know that.
Confidence.
Have self-confidence, even though, it's a lot of us are born with in destructive families. But just believe that you're here for a reason and show your gift to the world, and don't keep it from the world. Give it.
Share
it.
Okay, so confidence, practice, and be healthy.
Don't prepare yourself.
Thank you so much for your always situating a bed.
Happy trails to you.
Yeah, I got a tour, so in 2 months we'll do another show. Huge honored to have you guys. Great to have
Thank you.
Here.
It's our honor to be here.
Very trumpets. Very cool. Tanya, Pat, Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there a plan for chapter 2?
I want it.
Hopefully there will be.
Maybe.
Anyway, no pressure. If it comes, it comes. But I'm into it. And I want to hear this rambling boy when you get a chance.
Okay.
It's been the February 13, 2014 edition of the Wafa Pedro Show. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow, happy VB.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, keep your powder dry.